Chief Financial Officer Bruce Perry was hired in January. On Tuesday, MCS spokeswoman Anna Pichardo did not respond to IPR's request for comment, but she confirmed to other media outlets that Perry's resignation is effective immediately. She says MCS is giving no further details.
General fund, minus $11,056,445. I'm going to round a little bit.
Last week, Perry was praised by some community members attending a packed school board meeting for his transparency and showing the details of the school district's deep debt. He also revealed that about $9 million in bond money marked for school repairs has been transferred into the school's general fund to pay for salaries and basic operating expenses. From that meeting, Bruce Perry.
I wish that I would have gotten here sooner because there are a lot of hard decisions and choices that are going to have to be made, you know, from this point forward. And, I feel, a lot of empathy for, the community, the school staff, the board members that have to, ultimately make these decisions.
Back in January, Perry was hired in the same school board meeting where former CFO Deborah Williams resigned after a year and a half on the job. Before that, a CFO hired in 2014 resigned after 6 months. In Muncie, Stephanie Weekman, IPR News.